question is that, say if we offer food to a beggar, you know, we feel, oh, this, I've done something good, and we feel some pleasure in that. But if you offer food to the deities, we may not feel that connection with Krishna. So is it that we should associate with devotees more? By that we will feel that connection, that pleasure? Yes, association with devotees is important. At the same time, you know, if we rely too much on pratyaksha pramana, pratyaksha pramana is if we rely too much on the perception that comes from our senses, then we will never have much motivation to practice bhakti. Because bhakti essentially is transsensory. It is our own consciousness, we ourselves are ourselves transsensory. We are beyond the senses. So, certainly, sometimes the potency of bhakti is manifested at the level of the senses also. We may see that devotees are chanting and dancing in ecstasy. We may see that, oh, there are so many devotees all over the world. We say, I am also feeling happiness at our present level of consciousness also. But if we want to practice bhakti steadily, we cannot rely too much on pratyaksha pramana. On sensory perception, if we rely, then that is actually uninformed vision. Just like a person may have a terrible disease inside, and Prabhupada gives the example of how in his neighborhood in Calcutta, there was a young boy who had typhoid. And the doctor had told, don't feed him any fried items. But he had begged, please give me some fried items. And when his mother had gone away, his sister had given him a lot of fried pakodas. And he had fallen terribly sick. He had to be rushed to the hospital and somehow he survived. His mother was so angry, I'm chastising his sister, why did you feed pakoda? So now she was simply seeing at the physical level, she said, oh, he's hungry and he wants pakoda, then we give pakodas. But so at the sensory level she saw the pakodas, he thought that is good. But actually deep within she had a disease because of which he shouldn't be taking pakodas. So the point I'm making here is that even in ordinary life, we know that the sensory vision is not always the reliable vision. The person may be looking healthy, but internally they may have terrible disease. So we may just feed them anything, I'm doing good for them. But internally we may be harming them. So that's why we need to guide our actions according to our knowledge, according to education. So certainly, if somebody is hungry and we have the capacity to feed them, we can offer them food. So devotees, if they offer food to the deities, and they give the deities food to, they can give the deities food to others, we can even give them to beggars. So the point is, we don't see service to humanity and service to Krishna as two interchangeable things. It is not that if I serve Krishna, then there's no need to serve the deities. It is not that when I serve the deities, when I serve human being, there's no need to serve Krishna. Or when I serve Krishna, there's no need to serve the human beings. We see it as an integral thing. So Prabhupada, you know, when he saw in Mayapur, the Archana was starving and going into the dustbin to try to find some food. Prabhupada was compassionate. And Prabhupada said, we should feed people. And that's how the food relief program started. But what Prabhupada said, we should feed them prasad. So yes, we cannot perceive the spiritual directly with our senses. That's why we need Jnana Chakshu. We need philosophical knowledge to understand that the spiritual is working at a deeper level. But at the same time, we don't isolate the spiritual from the material. If the spiritual can be connected with the material, that is wonderful. So if we feel inspired to offer food in charity to beggars, that's fine. But we can offer the food to the deities and then offer it to the people in general, if you want to offer. And as far as reciprocating with the sensing a connection with the deities is concerned and reciprocating with the deities is concerned, association is extremely important. Associate not just with devotees in general, but association with those who are attached to their deities. If you want to develop attraction to a particular manifestation of Krishna, we need to associate specifically with those devotees who are attracted to that manifestation. And by that association, we will ourselves start experiencing spiritual emotion in relationship with the deities. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions? Yes.